Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 FY25 earnings conference call of Symphony Limited, hosted by Equirus Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manoj Gori from Equirus Securities. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Equirus Securities, I welcome everyone to Symphony's 2Q FY25 earnings conference call. We have the pleasure of having with us the senior management team of Symphony, led by Chairman and Managing Director Mr. Achal Bakheri, Managing Director Corporate Affairs Mr. Nupesh Shah, and Group CEO and Executive Director Mr. Amit Kumar. I will now hand over the floor to the management for their opening remarks along with the presentation, and then we'll start with the Q&A. Over to you, Achal, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much, Manoj. Good afternoon, everybody, and happy Dhanteras to all of you. The customary safe harbor clause applies to the entire proceedings of this call. I will hand over the floor to my colleague Nupesh Shah, who will make a short presentation, post which we'll all take questions. Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody, and happy Dhanteras. So, customary safe harbor statement is applicable. So, we'll take you through financials, overview of the operations, as well as the management outlook. So, starting with standalone financials, for the quarter, top line stands at 259 crore, up by 32%, while PAT is up by 36% at 67 crore. This is after providing additional income tax of about 2 crore on account of amendment due to latest budget, whereby capital gain on treasury has been increased, so that has been accounted for. So, at EBITDA percentage level, it is up from 26.8%-27.8%, mainly on account of operating efficiency and better economies of scale. Coming to first half, that is September 2024, 6 months, revenue from operations is up by 72% at 632 crore, while PAT is up by 112% at 136 crore. Our highest ever standalone H1 revenue was 423 crore. About 2 years before, that was in September 2022. So, vis-à-vis that, this is higher by almost 47%, while in September 2019, standalone PAT was the highest, which was at 83 crore. Now, it stands at 136 crore. At the same time, in terms of efficacy of capital employed as well as return on net worth, so on trailing 12 months, it is negative 3 crore. Here, we consider monthly opening and closing capital employed, and based on that, it is negative 3 crore versus 55 crore previous year, and hence, statistically, on a standalone basis, it is infinite ROCE. And after a long time, we are back to return on net worth in excess of 30%, that is 31% versus previous year of 21%. And after paying about 100 crore by way of buyback of shares as well as interim dividend, treasury as on 30th September stands at 685 crore, up from 589 YOY. About consolidated financials for the quarter, top line stands at 315 crore, up by 15%, while PAT is up by 61% at 56 crore. And in terms of the PAT margin percentage, it is 17.7%, up by 500 BPS. And EBITDA is also up by almost 500 BPS. And at a console level, EBITDA margin movement is even better than standalone, mainly on account of better realization at subsidiaries level, even though at a profitability level still they are subpar. And hence at a console level, GP margin has gone up by 3.30%, which was almost at par with previous year on a standalone basis. And of course, in terms of other items, it is mainly on account of better economies of scale. So about the major highlights of console financials in H1, revenue from operations 846 crore, up by 47%, and previous highest ever console H1 revenue was in September 22, which was 603 crore. So vis-a-vis that, it's up by more than 40%, while EBITDA stands at 175 crore versus 70 crore previous year. That is almost 150% up. And in terms of the EBITDA margin percentage, it is up by 840 BPS and stands at 20.6%. And at a PAT level, it is 144 crore. In financial year 23-24, year as a whole, console PAT was 148 crore. So 6 months PAT is now almost in line with entire financial year of 23-24. And in continuation of standalone financial efficacy of ROCE and RONW, here it is 93% PBIT on core capital employed in the business versus 37%, and return on net worth stands at 33% versus 15%. However, here capital employed, unlike standalone, because there it is in overseas subsidiaries working capital oriented business, but still overall capital employed is down from 301 to 286 crore. Coming to subsidiaries financials, so this is subsidiary company wise financial for September 24 versus September 23, and IMCO is leading the pack with a top line of 122 crore and a YOY in 6 months 14% growth and PAT at 14 crore versus 8 crore. GSK China is continuously witnessing improved performance and top line up from 23 to 41 crore with a PAT of 5 crore. Symphony Brazil, here this is a standalone subsidiary performance, but this is mainly a trading company, and for our Brazil operations, we also do have a decent profit in Symphony India, and there it stands at 19 crore versus 7 crore top line wise, and climate technology is continuously witnessing the headwind, and top line wise it is 74 crore down from 91, while PAT is negative 70 in line with last year. So despite top line is lower, but on account of reduced cost of doing the business, still we have contained the EBITDA, but still we are not out of woods. And subsidiaries put together for 6 months, the turnover is up by 12%, up from 229 crore to 256 crore, and at EBITDA level 23 versus 7 crore, while PAT, which includes profit earned by Symphony India on exports to subsidiaries, is 7 crore versus negative 10 crore. And on the right hand side, it is for the quarter. Yeah. Coming to performance highlights, so as we saw, it has been on a standalone basis as well as console basis, highest ever September quarter revenue as well as EBITDA, and on a standalone basis, this is highest ever September quarter PAT, led by strong brand and product portfolio, launch of new models of 17 models of air coolers have been well received, but their billing and delivery will start from December quarter, and as there was a robust summer season, even inventory at a trade level was below normal, that has also helped the perform. And in September quarter, there has been also decent secondary sales. And as informed earlier, we have forayed into water heater and to start with selected geography, and there has been very promising response from the trade partners, and we are expecting very positive performance in water heaters down the line. We have to also inform that there has been a major amount of overdue from a large distributor of a modern trade their payment schedule for September quarter, that is falling due from July to September, they haven't met with, and they have not honored. With this large distributor, we were having long-standing relationship of more than 10 years since 2013, and so far until summer of 23, there was impeccable payment track record. However, considering the delay, we have already initiated the legal actions, and we will go all out for the recovery, but we need to report this. And today, board of directors have announced second interim dividend of rupees 2 per share, and with this, total shareholder payout for first 6 months will be 110 crore versus console PAT of 144 crore, that is 77% of the console profit is payout. So, as Symphony is known, in terms of the capital efficacy and our focus despite growth and performance has been always how we can be wise enough in terms of the capital employment. So in terms of the total fixed assets on a standalone basis, it stands at 76 crore, while in terms of the current assets, it is 198 crore. Which includes a receivable of 73 crore. Unfortunately, this could have been even better. However, as you can see, the difference between domestic receivables, mainly it is on account of that delayed payment as conveyed earlier. So mainly that difference is that problematic receivable. And total liabilities stand 445 crore, mainly that consists of advances from the customers. So this translates into negative capital employed of 171 crore as on September 24 versus negative capital employed of 70 crore. And if we consider the trailing 12 months capital employed, it is negative 3 crore. Of course, that would have been far better had we not this issue of delayed realization of domestic receivables. And trailing 12 months PBIT is 252 crore on a negative capital employed on a standalone basis. So Symphony clearly believes top line is a vanity, profit is a sanity, but cash flow and cash profit is really a purity and reality. So all the strategies and actions really are towards that. And on a console basis, as it can be seen, despite major investments in acquisition of climate technology, all in all, the capital employed on a console basis is 114 crore as on 30th September 24, while on trailing 12 months, the capital employed is 286 crore. So, by and large, our total capital deployed in the core business is close to 300 crore, and despite major growth in top line and profitability, our business model remains constant and it has paid off very well. So we also wish to report that in our gross block, that is in fixed assets, certain real estate is reflected and it is in two parts. Part one we have identified as a surplus real estate. One is our Thol property, which is on the outskirts of Ahmedabad, where earlier we used to have an assembling facility, and out of 60,000 square meters of land, almost 45,000 square meters of land is a surplus, and historical cost was 17 lakhs and current market value is 61 crore, and we have decided to transfer from fixed assets to investment in property. Similarly, there is another prime land parcel off Sindhu Bhavan Road at measuring 1254 square meter, and historical cost is 5.7 crore and its market value is about 30 crore in addition to one flat having a small value. So both put together 31 crore. It has been decided to divest and monetize, and hence it is being reclassified from fixed assets to assets held for sale. So, to an extent of 6 crore, that is at the historical cost, gross block or fixed assets will come down, and to that extent, investments as well as current assets will go up. Also, just for information purpose, Symphony Corporate House, which is again at a prime location of Sindhu Bhavan Road, 1943 square meters. Historical cost is 25 crore and market value is 84 crore. And similarly at Thol, still some warehousing and spare parts related operations are happening at measuring about 12,000 square meters. Historical cost of 6 lakhs and market value of about 20 crore. So all in all, 25 crore cost of real estate, which will continue to remain as fixed assets as they are being used for operations, but market value of 104 crore. So coming to overseas subsidiary wise performance highlight, IMCO Mexico, 6 months as a whole, it has done very well, top line up by 14% on very high base of previous year and PAT up by 72%. However, during the quarter YOY, there is a decline in top line because in summer of 23, there it was a prolonged summer, while in current year, summer of 24 itself was a very strong and there was very decent sales in June 24 quarter. About GSK China, as reported, 6 months as a whole, the turnover stands at 25 versus 11 crore, but more importantly, they have started repaying the loan as reported earlier. So in current year, 6 months itself, the loan to Symphony repayment is about 11 crore. Out of 63 crore including interest, and hence now balance outstanding is 52 crore, and there is a clear visibility of additional repayment of loan, and that loan was granted earlier by Symphony basically to take care of its old accumulated losses as well as working capital and domestic business growth. And about Symphony Brazil, the revenue grew from 6 crore to 18 crore during the quarter. Climate Technology Australia, we don't have any good news. Demand headwind persists. However, business transformation is progressing as planned. And coming to outlook, so just few days before, United Nations of Organization came out with the report, the UNEP emission gap report, and on the in the middle, it is highlighting the major points of that report, which says that world temperature is on track to rise by 3.1 degree. And on further right-hand side, there are several other reports from reputed media, all of them saying that world temperature is on track to rise in excess of 3 degrees. So that previous slide itself is actually for a medium term and long term. A major outlook and short of guidance, because we very much are well geared to serve for climate change, and we have well diversified geographically, we have well diversified product portfolio, and our innovation engine continues, and on account of our spread in overseas subsidiaries as well as in India in terms of the R&D facility as well as sales and marketing, they also very well serve as complementary strengths. Thank you. So we can take question answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take our first question from the line of Achal Lohade from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
May I request you to use your handset, please, for better clarity.
Sorry, can you hear me, sir?
Better now.
Yeah, sorry. So, sir, thank you for the opportunity. Just two questions. First, if you could talk about the industry for this season, how the industry has done. And I know, you know, there is no proper data set, but just a broad sense, have we gained market shares? Have we just maintained our market share? And B, if you could also talk about what is our mix in terms of the metro, urban, semi-urban?
Are you talking about the quarter, market share for the quarter?
For the quarter or first half or whatever you feel appropriate.
Well, see, the second quarter, as you know, in our business, you know, the at the retail level, there is not much sales that happens after June. So, you know, there is really nothing to report on that front. The first quarter, which is the April to June quarter, of course, we did very well, and so did the entire industry because of the scorching summer. All summer products, including air conditioners, fans, whatnot, did very well. So during that quarter, our market share has improved more or less remained the same. So that's as far as the market share is concerned. And what was the second question?
The mix, sir, in terms of the metro, urban, semi-urban.
I think that is something which we don't really talk about, you know, for competitive reasons.
Right, but have you seen any differential growth in terms of these markets the growth was pretty much similar across the markets? Just if put it in 12-month basis.
I would say it was pretty much the same, you know, across all geographies.
Okay. The second question I had, sir, you know, obviously YOY for the parent business, you know, parent entity, the growth is 32%. But if I were to just look at pre-COVID, because COVID has caused a lot of disruption in terms of the numbers. So if I were to look at from a five-year CAGR perspective, the growth is just 6%. So I'm just trying to understand, you know, in terms of the growth, you know, is this industry really growing only in mid-single digit? Is it growing in kind of, you know, is there no volume growth or, you know, it is entirely volume growth and no price growth? If you could give some clarity on that.
Yeah, sure. So you are right. You know, the growth hasn't been, if you look at the last 5 years, the growth on a CAGR basis isn't anything to write home about. And that's primarily because, you know, our business is very linked, tremendously linked to how the summer temperatures are. And, you know, we had a good summer in 24. The previous summers were not all that good. You know, so when I say not all that good, I mean temperatures weren't high enough or consistently high enough because of which, you know, the sales did not grow as expected. So all in all, it's all really linked to the summer temperature and nothing to do with the category per se.
Got it. And in terms of competitive intensity, if you could give any comment, is it intensifying further because we see a lot of FMEG companies trying to really go with FMEG air coolers?
Yeah, sure. So there are those companies, but then they are, you know, there used to be, in fact, even more companies in the unorganized sector. Now these are sort of semi-unorganized sector companies, which seem to be, you know, sort of getting attention. But that's a very long list. There have always been hundreds or thousands of players in this category. They were not known of. Now maybe they are getting a little visibility, but by and large, as far as the organized sector is concerned, it remains concentrated amongst a handful of companies.
Understood. Any guidance, you know, in terms of how do we see from a 3 to 5 year perspective, the India growth and the subsidiaries growing and also on the margins, if you could?
So we believe that, you know, we are poised to grow consistently. We believe that the worst is behind us, and you know, we should be clocking a very respectable double-digit CAGR going forward at the India level. As far as the international subsidiaries are concerned, three of the four subsidiaries are doing well, as you know, as explained in the presentation by Mukesh Bhai. It's only the Australian subsidiary which is yet to turn around. But that's a matter of time. You know, you may obviously not be familiar with the history of the other subsidiaries, but they were also, you know, I would say languishing once upon a time. They've all been turned around. They're all doing well in their respective countries. And I'm sure that the same will hold true for Australia as well. It's just a matter of time. It's taken longer than we had anticipated for a variety of reasons. We believe that there too it's like a, you know, a hockey stick curve, and once we sort of are you know, touch bottom, which we believe we have, the going forward it'll only the performance will only be significantly better.
Got it. Thank you so much, sir, and I'll follow back in the queue for further questions. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Shraddha Kapadia from Share India. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much.
We cannot hear you, Shraddha.
Hello.
Please use your handset mode.
Hello. Am I audible?
Little better. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations on the good set of numbers, especially in terms of the margin improvement which has been observed. So the basic question would be, sir, what are the plans that you already highlighted for the CT Australia? But what exactly are the plans to, you know, kind of revive the subsidiary? So the margin improvement is seen, but what would be the major plan so as to get back the revenue growth?
So there the revenue has taken a knock because of external factors. Ever since COVID, the Australian economy, you know, has been affected, severely affected. Much of our products, many of our products especially are cooling, you know, air cooling and central heating products go into the real estate, are sold to builders, and many builders have gone bust over there. So that is one big reason why our sales has suffered. However, to overcome that, we are introducing a slew of other products, including air conditioners, portable air conditioners, you know, electric heaters, panel heaters, gas heaters, fireplaces, products which don't necessarily have to go into the builder segment, which are more consumer, more of a B2C kind of a business. And, you know, all those have been very well received, but the introduction has been, you know, has sort of happened very recently. So for them to gain momentum, for them to generate revenue will take a little while. But since we have a, you know, a venerable brand over there, we have the team, the distribution, it's just a matter of time that you know, the new products begin to gain momentum and deliver results.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. Just one more question.
Hello, Shraddha. You're not audible again. Please use your handset.
Is this better? Hello.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So one more question with regards to the new product launches. So we have launched approximately 17 new air cooler models. So what exactly are the strategies in place to ensure that these products are able to capture the market share effectively? And if you could just give a bit of brief with regards to the product features or the differentiated features from the existing air cooler which are already in place.
It will be very difficult to explain over a call, but to give you one example, we are introducing a product which is very silent. In fact, we've even named it Silenzo. It will be the most silent product air cooler available in the market. So that is, you know, one sort of example. And other it would be, we have also introduced, you know, or are introducing a range of commercial coolers, which will sort of eat into the unorganized sector market. So, you know, we have different strategies at play, and so which will collectively, you know, give us the kind of the results that we expect.
Shraddha, are you through with your question? Thank you.
Fine.
We have a next question from the line of Gaurav Shah from Harshad Gandhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. Just quick question. So, sir, do we have any product tech that cater to the data center thing? Any industrial application, any cooling application for the data center?
Not directly. Although, you know, we are, our subsidiary in China is currently working on something which can be used in data centers, but it is still at the development stage. But as we speak, it's not available.
Okay. So we are in development stage, right?
Yes. Yes.
And if you talk about if everything goes well, then in next 2 years, can we enter this segment or something like that?
I guess so. Fingers crossed.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Yeah, that's it for my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Manish Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the good set of numbers, sir. Sir, I wanted to ask the question about the receivables. What is the exact amount, and if you can name the distributor?
We won't be able to name the distributor, but we can certainly share what we have already reported.
So on account of ongoing legal issue, we can't name the distributor. About the amount, as I explained during the presentation, in a slide, there is a difference between the receivable of domestic receivable current year versus previous year. So the difference between two almost is the amount of the overdue recovery. That is 46 versus 2 crore, about 44 by and large.
Sir, any security deposit or anything which we have?
I don't think at this stage we can share any of those details. What we can say that we have already initiated the necessary legal actions and we have some more further weapons, and in addition to that we will go all out for the recovery, because as matter is partly sub judice, it's not advisable to share any further information on that.
Sir, are you reasonably confident that we will get the money?
Our guess is as good as yours at this point of time. But as I explained earlier, so this was the party having a turnover in excess of 2000 crore at a group level. They were our distributor for more than 12 years. And until last summer, they were having impeccable track record in terms of the repayment. So this has come as a major surprise to us also.
They are not a listed player in the stock market, right?
They are not listed.
And sir, one question about the inventory. Sir, vis-a-vis last year, what is the inventory at present in the trade channel and the company?
No, at a company level, it is a normal inventory as it should be at this point of time. So it's a normal inventory, whether on a standalone basis or at a console level.
No, in the trade channel, sir?
No, in a trade, actually, it is below normal at the end of the summer. And that's how it is also reflected good offtake during off-season, that is in September quarter. That's how on a standalone basis our YOY top line growth is 33%.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for answering all the questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We'll take a next question from the line of Rahul Gazre from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Good evening, gentlemen, and thanks for the opportunity. So I've got a couple of questions. I'll start with the standalone performance. Good profitability that we've seen in the standalone business. I just want to know, the other expenses have increased, and especially when the advertisement was low. So I just want to know, what is it that has led to the spike in the other expense in the standalone performance?
Girish, if you can briefly explain some major things.
Correct. So other expense includes the other variable expenses which is linked to the turnover also. So you can see the turnover has increased for the period of 6 months and 3 months. So like warranty expenses, freight outward, all that expenses are linked to the turnover. So mainly due to the increase in the turnover, other expenses are increased. However, if you need...
So just a moment. So in our case, as we do have OEM business model, OEM supplies us ready-made products, but whatever expenses are incurred, fixed as well as variable expenses, both fall into various heads. So as Girish Bhai explained, freight and forwarding, warranty, warehousing related costs, which to an extent are linked with the turnover, are also part and parcel of that.
Yes. Okay, thanks. Sir, with respect to, the delay in payment that you talked about in your opening remarks, from one large modern retail. So can you talk about the quantum of payment that is there and whether this is a regional retailer or a pan-India retailer? Some color on that will be helpful.
No, what was the first part of the question?
The quantum of the delay that you have seeing from the large retailer, you know, that you talked about in your opening remark. The quantum.
No, it's a large distributor, and about quantum of delay, as such repayment was to start from June quarter. However, there was a payment plan which was agreed upon, and that was to start from July 24. And whatever was agreed payment plan starting July 24, as it has not met with, as a better corporate governance practice, we have deemed it appropriate to share it. Even though all necessary actions have been taken and measures are there, including we have initiated 138 proceedings against them, and there will be few other legal proceedings also.
In this case, can you specify what is the value of the outstanding that was from this retailer or distributor?
No, so as we explain, the difference between the domestic receivables as on 30th September 24 versus 30th September 23 is about 44 crore. So amount is close to that.
Okay, fair enough. And this is a regional player or this is a pan-India distributor of yours?
I think at this point of time, we can't divulge that. That jeopardized legality as well as the recovery.
Okay. Sir, the other question that I had was on your subsidiary performance. You know, I just want to know with respect to climate technology, is it, could you break up, you know, how Australian business is doing, how the US business is doing in terms of growth, profitability? Because we are obviously seeing it in totality.
You seem to have joined the conference now because we already covered that.
Yes, I actually was out of the call and then back in the call. So I probably missed when you discuss. Yeah,
we've already been through that. It will be a disservice to the other participants if you were to repeat all that again.
Sure. And the last question that I had was, you know, on the China business. You know, now you talked about improvement in your visibility, etc. I want to understand what is driving it. Is there any specific product category that is driving an improvement in the China business, or is it the outsourcing that you are doing from China? What is really helping your China business? That's the last question.
Combination of both. It's a combination of both. You know, outsourcing from China to other parts of the world, domestic business. All of it has shown an improvement.
Sure. Thank you very much and happy Dhanteras to all your entire team.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a follow-up question from the line of Achal Lohade from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity once again. Just a clarification. So 44 crore is outstanding. This was for 2023 supplies. 24
have you supplied? 24. No, this is 24.
Okay, this is 24 supplies.
Summer season,
correct. And usually we supply against the advances, right? So is this exceptionally we have supplied or how?
So we supply against advances to the general trade. We do give credit to customers in modern retail, e-commerce, regional chain stores are the ones where we give credit. But bulk of our business is to general trade where we do not give any credit.
And he being a distributor obviously will fall into general trade, right?
No. He's a distributor that supplies to e-com.
Okay. Understood. Okay, sir. Thank you so much for the clarification.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. We'll take a next question from the line of Vinay Nadkarni from Hathway Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes.
Just one question. This 42 crores, what you said, any provision on that account as of now or not yet?
So as of now, this is the net amount as we conveyed.
Okay, secondly, can you just give us a breakup of your total sales and how much of it is general trade and how much is organized trade?
We can't give that again for competitive reasons. We never have.
I understand. Thirdly, on as far as the growth of business is concerned, is it is it dependent only on summer, or are there other areas also you look at? Of course, product expansion is one thing, but other than that, in terms of regions, geographies, so how much of your business growth would come from summer alone, and summer being a good summer, and how much would it come from your efforts to improve the...
No, so as far as, you know, what as a company, what we do, we invest in new product development, we spend a lot of time and energy on innovation, we continuously improve the breadth and penetration of our distribution, we invest in brand building, we invest in after-sales service and keep on improving on all of these fronts. But at the end of the day, when the customer buys, this is a customer buys only in the summer. This product is an impulse buy. It is not a planned purchase because it's largely a portable product. So, you know, the day the mercury goes up to 42, 44, whatever, they go out to the market, buy, and, you know, and it's a plug and play product. So it gives you instant relief. So the entire industry, it's not just Symphony, the entire air cooler category is sold primarily in the summer. Products are sold only in the summer, and depending on what happens in the summer or how high the temperatures are and how good the sales in the summer is, you know, it determines how the, you know, the entire industry performs, including all players of the industry.
Okay.
And in addition to that, recently we have forayed into some adjacent category, that is tabletop models, and they are selling around the year. Of course, it is a small amount, but they are doing extremely well. Plus, in terms of the distribution channel, we have also diversified. In addition to that, as you may be aware, we are also into large space ventilated air cooling, that is centralized ducted air cooling. And in addition to that, as there is a geographical diversification, especially in southern hemisphere, that is Brazil and Australia, our summer is their winter and their winter is our summer. And IMCO Mexico as well as Climate Technology are also into non-air cooler products. So to that extent, it did it in terms of the seasonality.
Yeah. Thanks for that answer. I just, the reason why I was asking you is, as compared to air cooler, and air conditioner is used all year around. So there is no, of course, summer will make a difference, but other than that, air cooler industry is more summer dependent. That's the only reason.
Absolutely. No, you are absolutely right. You know, because air conditioners are installed, and people generally buy air conditioners, you know, when they're moving into a new home, or when their old air conditioner conks out, even if it is winter, they'll replace it with a new air conditioner. So it is more of a planned purchase, whereas air coolers, for whatever reason, are an impulse buy, and again, only a summer product. For example, you know, as we speak, we are sitting in Ahmedabad. It is 38 plus degrees outside. It is really hot. You know, it is probably hotter than most parts of the world are in peak summer. Despite that, there is no sales at the retail level of air coolers. So that for whatever reason, this is the nature of the product.
Yeah. Thank you for that answer.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
All right. Once again, thank you very much to all of you for participating in this conference call. We really appreciate the time that you have spent and the questions that you have given. And we hope we've been able to answer all of them to your satisfaction. Wishing all of you a happy Diwali in advance and Saal Mubarak, and look forward to seeing all of you again 3 months from now. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, members of the management team. On behalf of Equirus Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.